Louisiana Radio Network Sports, I'm Case Kieschnick. LSU announced its representatives at SEC Football Media Days in Tampa next week. LSU will send linebacker Whit Weeks, tight end Tre'Dez Green, and transfer linebacker TJ Daugherty. Other top players from around the SEC headed to Tampa include Texas quarterback Arch Manning, Alabama wide receiver Ryan Coleman-Williams, Texas A&M QB Marcel Reed, and Ole Miss's backfield duo of Trinidad Chambliss and Kawan Lacey. Jay Johnson is preparing to welcome one of LSU's top-rated high school classes ever as the group of signees comes into focus following the MLB draft. Foxworth, Mississippi right-handed pitcher Colby Stringer ranked 110th in MLB's draft prospect rankings. The 6'3", 205-pounder was not selected in the Major League Draft and will head to Baton Rouge. Glenn West of On3.com says he shot up draft boards late.
He's going to be a really, really phenomenal piece for LSU. Maybe not as a starter right away, but has that makeup of a weekend guy in the SEC, and I think will probably play a very meaningful role in this bullpen next year.
LRN.
Unleash the wild side of LSU sports. Tiger Rag Magazine is not your average sports read. It's the jungle of jaw-dropping plays, the roar of the crowd, and the stripes of true sportsmanship. Every page of Tiger Rag pounces with in-depth analysis, exclusive interviews, and stories that leap off the page faster than a tiger chasing a Georgia Bulldog. Don't settle for the sidelines. Tiger Rag Magazine puts you front and center of the action. Subscribe now and transform your LSU sports experience. Tiger Rag Magazine, the Bible of LSU sports.
LSU defensive end Princewell Umanmielen and offensive lineman Devin Harper could face legal action from Ole Miss after failing to pay the buyouts for their revenue-sharing contracts with the Rebels. The pair signed to stay at Ole Miss in January before deciding to transfer to LSU with head coach Lane Kiffin. On3.com reports the buyouts total nearly $1 million, which Ole Miss could try to get from LSU. Rebels athletic director Keith Carter did not rule out legal action and said the school is determined to get their money back. Umanmielen was one of eight Tigers to make ESPN's top 100 transfers for this season, coming in at number five. Quarterback Sam Leavitt was number two on the list, and offensive tackle Jordan Seaton was third. Wide receivers Jace Brown, Winnie Watkins, and Trey Wilson also made the list, along with safety Ty Benefield and edge rusher Jordan Ross. McNeese announced new sponsored patches coming to their football jerseys. The patch on the upper left chest of the jersey features a Navarre Chevrolet logo in conjunction with the naming of Navarre Stadium. Last year, Ryan Navarre signed a $5 million naming rights agreement for the football stadium. Louisiana Radio Network Sports, I'm Case Kieschnick.
Y'all ready? Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Let's go. Come on.
Tiger Rag Radio is on the air.
Let's crank this thing up.
We're statewide, breaking down the latest happenings with LSU athletics.
This is us.
Hear from the coaches.
Our time is now with LSU basketball.
The players.
Just having fun and we working, baby. That's it, baby.
The recruits.
One way or another, we're going to make history.
And those who cover the Fighting Tigers of LSU and the SEC.
LSU is the best job in football.
It's 2 hours of nonstop LSU talk.
I came here to win. We're going to win immediately.
Tiger Rag Radio is brought to you by Cummins. Cummins creates power solutions that the world depends on. Louisiana Beef Industry Council. Boudreaux's Electrical Services. Sunshine Quality Solutions. Super Chevy Dealers. And Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. Get ready to talk Tigers with producer Case Kieschnick and our hosts, Todd Horn, Jeff Palermo, and Glenn Gilbo.
Two players that are better people than they are.
This is Tiger Rag Radio.
Hello, welcome back to Tiger Rag Radio. This is Glenn Gilbo, Tiger Rag editor with Todd Horn, executive editor, and Case Kieschnick. We're waiting to get in touch with Jacques Doucet, and we do have him. Jacques, how are you, buddy?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, great show yesterday, Jacques, talk with Jay Johnson. What was your impression of what Jay thought of the roster and next season just from being with him?
Well, I think he and his staff worked very, very hard. He said it was crazy behind the scenes. He said there could be a Netflix documentary made of all the madness and the phone calls and the running around and the late nights they worked. But obviously only losing a handful of guys to the pros is very good news. He's excited about the guys coming on campus. I think he realizes that there's a lot of work to do even before they begin fall ball. I asked him about competing in fall ball and how electric the scrimmages are going to be. That's what one of his assistants told me. So we got a lot of work to do before even then. So, I think he's very happy with that. I think he's happy with the fact that Derek Curiel was a top five pick. You want baseball players across the country to see that, hey, this is a place you can go and make it to the majors and make big money, and LSU certainly is that. And, you know, happy about all the other players that were drafted as well that will get their opportunities. You know, shared some new information about the fall. It looks like they're going to go back to Biloxi and play Stanford again, but he's also interested in trying to do some exhibition games at Elec Box, possibly on the weekend of a football game in Tiger Stadium, which I think would be an awesome thing. You know, you have thousands of people on campus to see an LSU football game, and then you can pack Elec Box to see the baseball team. I think that'd be pretty cool.
Hey, Jacques, it's Todd. You know, I hadn't had a chance to watch the podcast with Jay yet, but I understand that he gave credit to Paul Mainieri for recruiting all the players that made it through the Major League Baseball draft and survived. Is that segment on the air, or is that like a cut version there?
You know, I'm being nice and coming on your show today, and there you are trying to get me in trouble. You know, you stinker. You and Glenn hanging out together. All your bad ideas. No, I mean, I had Coach Mainieri. I had Coach Mainieri on Friday, and as usual, he was awesome. We did kind of like a soft launch of the show. So Coach Mainieri came on, and we had a lot of great stories talking about Chad Jones the day he decided to put him in a game and pitch. And
that was
Todd
awesome.
Todd Peterson.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Todd Peterson the day he, you know, Mainieri said in 40-whatever years of coaching all across the country, somebody somewhere will come up to him and ask him about Todd Peterson the day that he lied about batting and hit that two-out, two-run double off the wall in the SEC tournament. But there was no talk about credit either way for national championship teams or whatnot.
Well, go ahead and give us Mainieri's what he said during that press conference to Todd Peterson, because that's classic.
Well, you know, they replay that thing every year like Groundhog Day. You know?
Right.
It's like they put it on social media, and it was my question. I asked him, Todd, I said, when's the last time you've batted in a competitive baseball game? I mean, what are the odds of a guy that stepping out in front of 9,000-10,000 people and swinging and hitting a two-out, two-run double? And he goes, and Peterson kind of turns and looks at Coach, and Coach is looking at the box score. Coach, gotta be honest, I lied to you. What? What? You lied to me?
So, thank you for lying to me. Isn't that right?
Oh, yeah. Thank you for lying to me or whatever. I was thinking at the time, even though everyone was happy and whatnot, I said, well, I might lead to a conversation after the game about, hey, Todd, don't lie to me again. But that was hilarious. I mean, the next day, Todd's like walking around in the stands, and they're like kids wearing Auburn jerseys and Florida jerseys running up to him. Can I have your autograph? I mean, he was the most famous guy in college baseball for a little stretch there.
Is he still playing at all?
I don't know. That's a good question. I meant to look that up. I don't know.
Well, Jacques, how is your Jay Johnson impersonation? I'm going to ask Jay Johnson now. What do you think of the transfer portal?
Yeah, it's awesome. That's it. That's all my Jay Johnson is. Just a couple of quick words. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
That's my best. But Jay there. But Jay's a good sport, man. He gave a lot of people in the local media time yesterday. I think Monday is his media day. That's when he deals with all of us, and the other 6 days he's all in on LSU baseball all the time. So,
you know, I thought one of the most significant quotes, we were talking about this earlier, toward the end of the Jacques Talk show, when he said he's tired of the in and out and modern baseball world, and he doesn't want to have to do that in the portal every year, and he really likes the 3-year commitment that he's got from a lot of these high school players, obviously. What struck you about that?
Yeah, and Chris Blair, voice of the Tigers, he was in today on the show, and he said, yeah, he's been saying that on his coach's show late in the season as well. And I think that the player-fan relationship has been damaged so much in recent years, the fact that they don't know who the hell's out there, and they're not out there long. You know, it's just, I mean, look, Paul Skeens was there 1 year, and no one complains about that, but I would like to see guys kind of stay together in a cluster for 3 or 4 years, and I think Jay's the same way. He wants to you know, supplement it here and there, but to build the roster on a bunch of guys are going to be here 1 year and then take off again, I don't think that does anybody any good. And I think Lane Kiffin has said the same. I think he would like to build it in a similar fashion. Brian Kelly certainly would say that all the time. It just didn't materialize that way. So, yeah, I think that, you know, like the Naraki kid, you know, that's the left-handed pitcher is going to hit too. I mean, to get him for 3 years and whatnot. So, I'm tired of guys playing for four different colleges in 4 years and tweeting out a graphic committed. What a joke. You know, it's just like, I think that that's one thing that they need to fix. But, yeah, he definitely did say that.
Hey, Jock, so two things. One, obviously Jay did a great job with this roster, both in the transfer portal and the recruiting class. But, I mean, where do you think this baseball team now with the roster that they currently have ranks overall? Did they fill in the holes they needed to fill in? And what are they going to do? Because they actually have too many players right now.
Yeah, you know, talking to somebody over there yesterday before Jay came in, he said this program was built on competition. Iron sharpens iron. It'll make those fall ball scrimmages electric for the competition. They got to figure it out. I don't think that they're viewing it as a negative, but I think it'll probably naturally work itself out. I think guys will figure out who can play here and who can't, and maybe three or four of them drift away. I'm not sure. I'm still curious about, have they addressed all their pitching needs? Do they have all the pitching that they need? Because obviously that was their biggest problem this past season. There were plenty of games in which they had plenty of offensive output and scored enough runs and still lost. So, you know, Cason Evans, can he be, you know, healthy and a bigger factor? How many of the freshman pitchers contribute? William Schmidt, can he improve? So, you know, getting Steven Milam back, we talked about that too. That's huge. And, you know, a veteran like Curlin from Florida, that's great. So I think they feel pretty good about it. I have no idea where they're going to be in the rankings, preseason rankings, when they finally, they're going to take the field around Valentine's Day in February.
Right.
You know, we'll see. But yeah, I got to look over a little bit more. But certainly they need to pitch better. We all know that.
So, you know, Jay has I think we have a really good relationship with Jay. He comes on the show quite a bit, and he sits down with both Clint and I at different times, you know, during the preseason, during the season, of course. And you know, he's really open, as you experience. You have a great relationship with him as well, as evidenced by your show right now and other times you talk to him, and you're always around. Do you think he was legitimately embarrassed by the performance of this year's team and taken aback and surprised?
Yeah, I was kind of the one thing about doing a live show is that now I can't cut something out. Like if I ask a question that's bad and upset somebody, I can't go back and edit it out. But I was kind of thinking in my head to ask him, you know, is this the toughest year you've ever had in coaching? And I would think that he was embarrassed. You know, me watching it this year, I'm like, two national championships in 3 years. I can't even conjure up, oh, I'm so mad. It's like, you know, I can't. Not with two national championships in 3 years. Was it right. A bad season? Yes. Was it historically bad? Yes. So I don't know if he's a victim of modern-day baseball with NIL and transfer portal, that you can go from the national champion to being – having your worst year in modern times. I mean, certainly Ole Miss and Mississippi State, they fell off a cliff the year after they won national titles, so it's kind of a trend. But as hard as that guy works and as much time as he puts into things, I would imagine that, yeah, I mean, when you're stepping out in front of that many fans and you have this much fan interest and passion, that he was embarrassed, I would think. But then I think he was also maybe a bit angry that, you know, maybe he did have to kind of bargain shop last year and didn't get the proper NIL support for his team, and he might have been angry about that too. You know, he's never going to come out and say those kind of things, but he did kind of really rile up everybody or get a lot of attention when he was asked about Tony Vitello during the year coaching Major League Baseball, and he says, I'm not interested in doing that right now. Mm-hmm. And this is the same guy that I've seen speak at events and say, I wouldn't leave this job for the New York Yankees.
Right.
So that was a little change in tone there.
Yeah, that had to do with the with what's going on with the money situation at schools now. I think he was worried about how, and it still may happen, and Todd and I talked to him about this, it's these schools have decided, like South Carolina.
Mississippi State.
Yeah. No, not Mississippi State. I don't think. Oh, right. I'm sorry. South Carolina, Mississippi State, Vanderbilt have kind of decided we can't win a national championship in football, so we're going to pour it on in baseball. That impacted Jay, if that ever happens, because he's already getting less money than some teams. Although that wasn't the reason his portal class was bad last year, but that's always going to be a competitive thing for him is the money situation for the portal.
Let me just ask you two guys something. Are y'all sick of hearing about money?
Yeah.
I am sick of hearing about money. I don't want to hear about donors having to go to the governor's mansion to raise more money, and we need more money. I want to talk about teams. I want to talk about games.
I agree, buddy.
I want to talk about stadiums. I want to talk about history. I am so sick of talking about having to raise more money and get more money. I mean, it's just too much.
It is sickening, and it is a detail. It's business. It's like you don't want to mix business with pleasure and business with sports. But
we always have. But what Jock's saying is this is more than it's ever been.
Well, of course, and that's what I'm getting at. But that's what the game is now.
Yeah.
You watch the football games on Saturday night in Tiger Stadium, and whether they win or lose is often decided sometime in March, whenever they're, or December, whenever they're deciding how much money they've got now to build that roster. So, unfortunately, it's part of the discussion now, right?
Well, yeah, but it was like that in the NFL, too, and eventually it kind of went away back to the games. But I don't know if that's going to happen in college. But, Jacques, that's a great point. I appreciate it. Hey, and thanks for joining us on the show. And enjoyed your show. All right, bud.
Glenn, this is Paul again. You're always good to me. I appreciate it.
Hey, give us the Lane Kiffin real quick. What's your Lane Kiffin imitation?
Oh God, you put me on the spot. I don't have much there. Let me try next time. I tell you what, I am having Steve Ensminger come on the show tomorrow. I'm really excited about that. And no pump, and I'm not doing any press conferences, Mike. You got it?
Well, I look forward to that, man. Thanks a lot, Jack.
Okay, thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
All right, we'll be back with more Tiger Rag Radio right after this.
Cummins is known for their commitment to quality, performance, and products that are built to last. They make it their business to understand their customers' priorities and partner in their success. Cummins has the technical expertise and experience to deliver fast, high-quality repairs using genuine parts. And by calling 1-800-Cummins, you have access to one of the largest and most capable sales, service, and support organizations in the industry 24/7. For more information on Cummins products, service, or support, call 1-800-Cummins.
I'm Richard Fontenot, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. For more than 100 years, Louisiana Farm Bureau has been the voice of Louisiana agriculture. Louisiana Farm Bureau advocates on behalf of all the farmers and ranchers across our great state. What that really means is we advocate for you to ensure we have the safest, most abundant, and affordable food supply in the world. Louisiana Farm Bureau is 145,000 members strong, and we want you to join the Louisiana Farm Bureau family.
Visit lafarmbureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com.
Here we go!
Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com. Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com. Here we go. Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
No more mold. No more damage. No more outdated old bathroom. No more slipping and hurting. No more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-770-5322. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-770-5322. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-770-5322. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-770-5322. That's 800-770-5322.
And we're back with Tiger Rag Radio.
Welcome back to Tiger Rag Radio. This is Glenn Gilbo filling in for the great Jeff Palermo. I am editor of Tiger Rag. We're with Todd Horn, who is executive editor and vice president, and with president and imperial poobah, Case Kieschnick.
I keep getting upgrades every break.
Well, I mean, I never heard the title President Poobah before, but I like it.
Grand Poobah. That's from the Flintstones.
I get it. Yeah.
Well, Jack, you know.
Case, do you even know who the Flintstones are?
That's a little insulting, I feel. I get it. I'm young, but come on.
You know, I wanted to ask Jacques, as much as he imitates Paul Maneri, and he's really good friends with Paul, and he has him on his show a lot, I wonder, he needs to imitate Paul while Paul is on the show.
I bet he does.
Whether it's
actually on the camera or not,
that would be funny. Yeah. It'd be like when the guy on Saturday Night Live used to imitate Mick Jagger, and they had Mick Jagger right there.
Yeah,
that's what they need to do. Well, I'll have to call Jacques and tell him how to do that.
Yeah,
but because Maneri's got a great sense of humor, and he would be really really good with that. We'll have to do that. I just saw Paul in Natchitoches, but he's happy to be retired again and playing golf and
living in Baton Rouge again. Right?
Yes, or in St. Gabriel area.
Yeah.
But great dude. And we're going to have Herb Vincent on at after the next break, and we're going to discuss Michael Bonnet's appearance. You know, I was saying on the air a minute ago, Todd, it is cool because most of the time when we're talking to Mike, we're asking for something or complaining about not getting something like interviews or access or whatever, because that's changed so much over the last several years. You can't get these people at a lot of schools. But it was cool just talking to him about himself and his times. And I was saying he could do a book on all the coaches he's worked with.
Yeah, and just think about the difference. You know, the last question, if you go back on the podcast later on, it'll be available on all, anywhere you get your podcast, it'll be on YouTube probably about an hour after the show goes off the air at 8 o'clock, so probably around 9 o'clock it'll be on YouTube, and it'll be on TigerRag.com later tonight. If you did miss that segment, you could hear my last question. As I asked him what the difference is, the biggest difference between Brian Kelly and Lane Kiffin, and, you know, he was kind of short of time, but he basically said there's not really that big a difference. They're both good coaches, and it just didn't work out for Kelly here. But I think...
Well, he's not going to say the real answer.
Right,
everybody knows the real answer.
Right,
there.
But I think the real answer I think is there's a bunch of differences. And if he had more time, he would have gone into that. He was really a victim of the time there, and that probably wasn't fair of me to pin him down like that with so little time to talk. But I would say that the biggest difference, and this is just from what we have firsthand perception of, Kiffin's a workaholic.
He is, and he's younger, and he's hungrier. Kelly came here not that hungry. I think Kelly came here much in the same way Woodward did, kind of as a golden parachute. I've done all this. This is my last stop. Plus, a double whammy. Kelly got hit by the portal, which most guys his age and coaching didn't like, and he didn't really adapt to it. Saban hated it, but he adapted to it. And Kelly, nor did LSU really do a great job with the portal, but Kelly needs to lead that as the coach, and he never really did. It was too late when he finally got into it.
And if that's a good point, but it's not only the portal, but the evolution, rapid evolution of NIL. Because if you'll recall, when he took the job in December,
just starting.
It had just, and nobody knew what to do with it.
Right.
And
right.
LSU did not adjust well, and he did not adjust well to it, and that hurt him.
Yeah, and you know who really adjusted to it well? And, you know, Lane Kiffin is called the Portal King, but Ole Miss really, and probably because of Lane, Ole Miss really jumped ahead of LSU and a lot of schools in Florida and got into that portal. And Tulane did well with the portal. What happened was the schools that were used to kind of recruiting with success by just saying, hey, look, there's our stadium, Tiger Stadium, you're coming, right? And, you know, LSU really didn't have to be very energetic over the years in getting great players. Neither did Florida. Florida and LSU both really sucked in the portal the first few years.
Yeah, and I still remember Kelly and, what was it, at the end of the 2023 season, when that team with Jaden Daniels and that offense, which was
arguably the best offense,
they should have been in the national championship, but they didn't have any defense. And the next year, he had the opportunity, which was going to be Garrett Nussmeier's first year, to really fill out the portal with the portal and NIL dollars, and didn't do it.
Yeah,
and refused to do it that year.
Right, and you could say they didn't have the money and they didn't budget the money, but also, when it was really close on a player and you really had to go the extra mile like Lane did to get Leavitt, Kelly kind of quit. Yeah. I'll get somebody else.
Right.
You know?
But he changed his tune for his last year. It was just too late.
It was too late. But Lane Kiffin, you know, he embraced the portal because he had to, because Ole Miss didn't have all the same resources. Now he's the portal king and he's got the resources. We'll be back with more Tiger Rag right after this.
Cummins is known for their commitment to quality, performance, and products that are built to last. They make it their business to understand their customers' priorities and partner in their success. Cummins has the technical expertise and experience to deliver fast, high-quality repairs using genuine parts. And by calling 1-800-Cummins, you have access to one of the largest and most capable sales, service, and support organizations in the industry 24/7. For more information on Cummins products, service, or support, call 1-800-Cummins.
I'm Richard Fontenot, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. While I'm a fourth-generation rice and soybean grower, you don't have to be a farmer to be a Louisiana Farm Bureau member. Membership has its benefits, from discounts on car seats, hotel rooms, and rental cars, to access to insurance you can count on to be there when you need, plus a whole lot more. We're 145,000 members strong, and we want you to join the Louisiana Farm Bureau family.
Visit lafarmbureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com. Here we go! Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Andrew Greenstein. The under-construction Meta data center in Richland Parish is paying dividends for teachers in a huge way, literally. The increased tax revenues from the project have led to teachers receiving a bonus this year of up to, listen to this number, $50,000. Holly Ridge Elementary School teacher Sarah Moore says the jaw-dropping bonus makes life a lot easier for her and for her fellow teachers.
It makes it a lot easier to come to work. Puts a little pep in your step. And we are really just kind of embracing the change of that because it has been a major surprise, but in a great way.
In the latest back and forth between state leaders and the city of New Orleans, Governor Landry says the Crescent City is no longer a key to the success of Louisiana. Landry says New Orleans is not the economic driver it once was.
Used to be, the saying was, where goes New Orleans, where goes the state? That has changed. Where goes Louisiana will determine the fate of New Orleans.
LRN.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com. Here we come. Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
Tragedy in Ponchatoula as a three-year-old boy died in a hot car late last week. Police Chief Bree Larrison says police responded after the vehicle owner found Jakari James locked inside.
It appears that he left his family's residence and got into a neighbor's unlocked vehicle. Possibly locked himself inside or just fell asleep.
Chief Larrison says this is merely a tragic accident, and while the investigation is ongoing, he does not expect any criminal charges to be filed. St. John the Baptist Parish Sheriff's deputies rescued four people from a car that crashed into a canal off of I-10 early yesterday morning. The two adults and two children were taken to a New Orleans area hospital, and Sheriff Mike Traeg says he has not received any negative news on their health. He hopes they can one day meet the deputies under better circumstances.
We have very good, capable, competent law enforcement, first responders, fire department in this part of Louisiana. I'm very proud of my officers that night.
LouisianaRadioNetwork.com.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com. Here we come. Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
Now more Tiger Rag Radio.
Hello, welcome back to Tiger Rag Radio. This is Glenn Gilbo, Tiger Rag Editor, with Tiger Rag Executive Editor Todd Horn and our producer, Case Kieschnick. And we're joined now by Herb Vincent, SEC Associate Commissioner. Herb, how are you?
Good, Glenn. How you doing?
Good, good. Thanks for joining us, man. So, are you ready for SEC Media Days?
We will be by Monday. Ask me then. I think we're ready.
What does getting ready for SEC Media Days entail for you specifically?
Oh, fortunately, I've got a staff that does most of the work. Just make sure it all gets done.
That's a good answer.
a lot of this week is dealing with last minute problems, requests, things like that. But otherwise, it's you know, it's just making sure everything's in order, making sure, you know, I deal a lot with the Tampa Bay Sports Commission. They're our support group. In this case, you know, whatever city we're in, we always have some support group that helps us, whether it's the Cotton Bowl in Dallas or the CVB in Nashville when we're there. In this case, it's the Tampa Bay Sports Commission. So I'm working a lot with them on a fan fest that we have on Sunday night before it begins. SEC Nation is going to be there, and then it's going to be an open to the public fan fest. And then a lot of the social events that go on around media days. We have a social event for the media each night, an opening party at the American Social, which is on an island right next to the hotel, a social hour the next night at the arena across the street, and a closing party on Wednesday night at the Buccaneer Stadium. And so work a lot on those ancillary events. Our staff works on really all the logistics around the event itself, as far as scheduling and transportation and hotels and everything that goes into you know, hosting players and coaches from 16 teams, 1,100 media, and a lot of bowl people and other guests.
1,100 media. That's amazing.
Well, I can
you
know, say.
That includes the ESPN, you know, to be perfectly clear, but it is a large number of media, and we try to organize as best we can. Ours is organized a little bit different than some of the others. We're real structured as far as keeping everybody on time, get them in and out. And there's good and bad to that, you know, because we hear from the media that they don't get enough one-on-one time or opportunities with players and coaches. Most of the things that we do are done in press conference settings. So, you know, there's some downsides to having that many folks, but it also is a testament to the popularity of SEC football, fan interest, fan passion, and, you know, just the overall popularity of football in the Southeastern Conference.
Well, I can attest to the fact that y'all have thrown some great parties, because I've been at most of them. So, good job on that.
Well, hopefully you'll be there on time for the ones this week.
I'm never on time.
On time.
I'm working.
Yeah. What do you mean on time?
It's all about ending the party, not starting the party.
That's right.
That's how it is.
I don't think he's ever seen a watch that he understands or likes.
Thank you. Editors just get in the way. That's why they have deadlines. But Herb, how much does the SEC office have to do with selecting the players that are the interview subjects, or do you just let the schools do that?
We let the schools do it. You know, we encourage them to bring players that are going to be of interest, and that could be whether they're a player that's, you know, an All-American, All-Conference player, one you know, is expected to make a big impact that year, or there's just a good story. And, you know, we've had some players that are just really good stories that aren't necessarily, you know, high impact players or All-Americans. So it's really up to the school who they want to bring. Some of them, you know, use it as a reward. Some of them, you know, see the leaders of their teams being the ones that should go. Others pick, you know, the best spokespeople or a mixture of all those things. So we leave up to the schools to do that. They know best who to bring.
Hey, Herb, I'm going to switch gears a little bit, if you don't mind. You know, you were at LSU for so long. You were, you know, an AD, associate AD, and you were, you know, obviously the football SID for so long and involved with LSU for as long as you were. And then, of course, later at the SEC office. In your opinion, from your perspective, is college athletics in the biggest period of change that you've personally ever witnessed right now?
Yeah, I think overall it is. I think it's in the biggest period of transition. You know, you think about where we were, only 5 or 6 years ago, and we just started being allowed to directly pay players, or players to earn money for their NIL, and now they're making millions of dollars. That's a big change in a short amount of time. And then, of course, the transfer issue, and that's what we hear mostly from the fans about, you know, their dissatisfaction is how easily and fast players can change teams. That was not something that was in place 5 or 6 years ago. So I think it's a big change, and it's fast change, and that's what's hard to adjust to.
Do you think that ultimately that we're moving more towards a more professional model of college sports? I mean, obviously with the, you know, the Protect College Sports Act going one way, and then, you know, the SEC schools, including LSU, voicing concern with that act. Where do you think this is all going to break down?
I'm not sure where it's going to end up. And just to be clear on the Protect College Sports Act, we've been very clear that we think we need federal legislation.
Right.
And there's some things about that bill that are very good. There's just some things that, that right now are not in a place that we feel like we can support it. I think that's what the schools of the Southeastern Conference are expressing as well. There needs to be some changes and adjustments to the bill. And so that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to work with Washington, work with the senators who have crafted the bill to make changes that we think would be appropriate to make it workable. And I think it's headed in the right direction. Where college sports ends up, you know, I don't know. I think it's going to end up in a good place. You know, I think it's always, you ask if it's going to be more like professional sports, probably a lot more than it used to be.
Right.
But I think it's always going to be tethered to higher education. And that's what's always going to make it different and make it special, I think. At least I hope so. And so there's always going to be a whole different dynamic around college sports than professional sports, in my opinion.
Herb, who makes the call on the order of coaches? We were just talking to Michael Bonnet, and he was saying that Lane is on the last day, so you can – keep the audience there all week, and I always kind of felt that happened sometimes in the past too. Which I mean, that's smart. That's smart planning. But how do y'all play around with that batting order?
Yeah, there might have been something to that a little bit with Lane. You know, we decided in the communications office we kind of first we start off going to the schools and say, tell us what day your coach cannot be there, because at the time of the year it is, sometimes they're coming off a vacation, sometimes they're going on a vacation, sometimes they have other commitments. And so we start off by finding out what days they can't be there out of the four. And then we just start trying to place them. We try not to have Alabama and Auburn the same day, or Ole Miss and Mississippi State on the same day, or Tennessee and Vanderbilt on the same day.
Is that for security? Is that a safety issue or a
security? No, I think it's more of, be able to get as much publicity for those schools as you can.
Sure.
If you've got Mississippi State and Ole Miss going on the same day, then the Mississippi media who are there are going to have to divide their attention among those teams. And we think it serves the schools better if we break them up. So that, in a big way, helps us determine who goes on what days. And then we just try to, judge, what looks good and what are people going to cover and to keep it interesting. And there might have been a little bit of, hey, if Lane's on the last day, we'll keep him there. But that could have been some other coaches too. So, there's no science to it. It's more of a each year looking at where it lands.
This year, Lane's on the last day. Where's Ole Miss, Pete Golding? Where are they located in the schedule this year?
Ole Miss is on Wednesday, or the day before.
The day before. Or are they staying in the same block of hotels? Or?
Well, they don't stay over.
they all come in the day of the event and leave, so I don't think they're going to – I don't think Ole Miss and LSU are going to pass each other on the street.
Pete Golding and Lane Kiffin meeting in the middle of the street. Well, everybody's heard about the crazy stories that happened at SEC Media Days. I remember the Vanderbilt coach was so funny that time. But what's some of the things you remember that happened, like, that nobody saw, kind of behind the scenes, or just what some of the craziest things or obstacles you had to deal with?
Oh, gosh. It's not big obstacles. It's little things. It's media getting into places that they shouldn't get. this little thing. One year, Nick Saban's dog showed up on the floor
Yes.
where all the media was, and just kind of snuck onto the elevator and snuck off the elevator. All of a sudden, there he was.
Yeah.
Before I was here, in the years before I was here, I guess one year, Philip Fulmer had to do his press conference by phone because there was going to be a warrant served on him. He was going to be summoned to
a subpoena.
He's going to be given a subpoena if he showed up. And so he that was kind of an oddity. So different things. You know, we have unique things happen. We had a young kid last year who was a Texas fan who came to the Hall of Fame in Atlanta, and he stood outside for hours waiting for Arch Manning to see if he could see Arch Manning. Well, fortunately, somebody brought him to our attention, and we brought him in and told Arch about it. He said, "Yeah, I'd love to meet him." So he actually got to talk to him and sign his jersey and sign his hat, and actually talked to him a little bit.
Cool.
And so that was just something because what's interesting is it was a Texas A&M writer who brought that to my attention, that there was a Texas kid outside. So that was kind of cool.
Well, hey, Herb, thanks a lot for joining us and for doing a great job on SEC Media Days as usual. We'll see you next week.
Glenn and Tampa. Todd, it's always great to visit with you. See you next week.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank
Herb.
You.
Thank you, Herb.
And we'll be back with more Tiger Rag Radio right after this.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com.
Here we go!
Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stay informed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited.
They do not give up until you pay.
They put a lien on my house.
How about you? Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start. Sometimes you just need a second chance.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
At Tax Solutions Now, our affiliates are all accredited by the Better Business Bureau and members of the National Association of Tax Professionals.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Time is running out. Call Tax Solutions now.
Call 800-319-6697. 800-319-6697. 800-319-6697.
Tiger Rag Radio is back on the air.
Welcome back to Tiger Rag Radio. It's Glenn Gilbo, Tiger Rag editor, with Todd Horn, executive editor, and Case Kieschnick, our producer and Tiger Rag writer, has been writing some great stuff this week. Well, we are out of guests, and on the second to last segment of the show.
So, you know, I've been thinking about, as I'm sure we all have, because we're in the process of putting together the preseason football guide, and we're doing some different things this year with it. One of the things that we're doing is we're actually publishing the stories, as you just alluded to, some of them in real time that are going to be in print. We're putting them on the website at TigerRag.com. And one of the things that stands out, as I'm sure most people realize, is that this roster has changed completely. I mean, it's completely rebuilt. There are some players returning, but for the most part, it's rebuilt. Case has been doing a lot on the position groups. Case, on a position group level, what stands out about this LSU football team that's going to be at Media Days next week and be taking the field in September?
I mean, if you want evidence of what you're saying right there, just with how new this roster is, you don't need to look any further than the wide receiver room. You know, that's a group of, I want to say, 13 guys now that only one of them was on the team last year, and that's Phillip Wright.
Phillip Wright,
that caught one pass for 2 yards. You know, you're bringing in 9 new transfers, and Lane Kiffin's pretty much just said, we're going to see what sticks. You know, there's enough talent in that room that someone's going to rise up and show out to be an SEC-level wide receiver. we just don't necessarily know who that's going to be. Obviously, the big names, the big contenders are Kansas State's Jace Brown, Winnie Watkins, who followed Kiffin over from Ole Miss. He had a great spring. Trey Wilson was a big name at Florida who's struggled with injury concerns, but if he can get it together and stay on the field, he could be a big playmaker. And then Jackson Harris out of Hawaii was a guy that started at Stanford, couldn't really crack the starting rotation there, went to Hawaii and had a breakout, incredible season in the Mountain West there. So someone is going to break out in that room. It's just a matter of figuring out who that's going to be.
When I look at that room, I see two major different types of physical bodies. I see, you know, big bodies that can go deep, and I see small bodies, smaller bodies that can go over the middle, fast bodies that can go over the middle and go deep. It's just it's a diverse room, and it looks like it has a lot of depth and a lot of breadth.
And I think that speaks to Lane Kiffin and Charlie Weiss's offense. You know, you look at last year at Ole Miss, they had four guys, I want to say, that went over 300 receiving yards, and Watkins was one of them. You know, there's not a prototypical Lane Kiffin receiver. He and Weiss make their offense work around the players that they've got, and we haven't even mentioned Tre'Dez Green, who's your 6'7", probably biggest receiving threat on the team. So they're going to work around the players that they have. They're going to work every part of the field. And you're going to see guys make plays in every position.
And then, I'm going to switch gears real quick. I know we have to go to a break, and then we'll come back and we'll continue this conversation more, I hope, afterwards. But, you know, everybody talks about Sam Leavitt this and Sam Leavitt that, and they should. But, I mean, they made that quarterback room completely over, too. And they didn't skimp on anything.
Yeah, they're investing in the future there. You know, Hassan Longstreet's a guy that could be your guy after Sam Leavitt. Of course, they're really excited about Peyton Houston in this incoming transfer or freshman class as well, if he stays. But there's just as much talent there behind Sam Leavitt as there is anywhere else on the team.
That's amazing. It's what are your thoughts, Glenn, when you look at the team position group wise?
Well, I meant to say Lane is doing something similar to Jay Johnson. He's recruiting for 2 or 3 years, mm-hmm. commitments from some of these guys. Now, a lot of his class is just for next year and maybe the year after that. But there's some guys on this team that are still going to be from this class, this portal class, that are still going to be here in 2028. Quite a few of them, I would say. But we'll continue that after we take our last break and come back on Tiger Rag Radio.
Some call it overplanning. At Boudreaux Electrical Services, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac home standby generator automatically restores your home power. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move. Trust Boudreaux's electrical services for expert installations, proactive maintenance for home and business. BoudreauxElectricalServices.com for more information.
Cummins is known for their commitment to quality, performance, and products that are built to last. They make it their business to understand their customers' priorities and partner in their success. Cummins has the technical expertise and experience to deliver fast, high-quality repairs using genuine parts. And by calling 1-800-CUMMINS, you have access to one of the largest and most capable sales, service, and support organizations in the industry 24/7. For more information on Cummins products, service, or support, call 1-800-CUMMINS.
I'm Richard Futnoe, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. For more than 100 years, Louisiana Farm Bureau has been the voice of Louisiana agriculture. Louisiana Farm Bureau advocates on behalf of all the farmers and ranchers across our great state. What that really means is we advocate for you to ensure we have the safest, most abundant, and affordable food supply in the world. Louisiana Farm Bureau is 145,000 members strong, and we want you to join the Louisiana Farm Bureau family.
Visit lafarmbureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
Unleash the wild side of LSU sports. Tiger Rag Magazine is not your average sports read. It's the jungle of jaw-dropping plays, the roar of the crowd, and the stripes of true sportsmanship. Every page of Tiger Rag pounces with in-depth analysis, exclusive interviews, and stories that leap off the page faster than a tiger chasing a Georgia Bulldog. Don't settle for the sidelines. Tiger Rag Magazine puts you front and center of the action. Subscribe now and transform your LSU sports experience. Tiger Rag Magazine, the Bible of LSU sports.
Tiger fans, are you-
Are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com. Here we go. Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
Now, back to Tiger Rag Radio.
Hello, and welcome back to our last segment on Tiger Rag Radio. This is Glenn Gilbo filling in for Jeff Palermo with Todd Horn and Case Kieschnick.
So, Glenn, I got to, you know, we only have a few minutes, obviously, but, you know, you've covered LSU football since maybe 1983?
1983 was my rookie season, yes. Jerry Stovall's last season.
Yeah.
As head coach.
I remember somebody who was on that team. But anyway,
I didn't do anything on you. I didn't know you were on the team.
Yeah, no, not too many people did. But so let me ask you a question. You should have started that year. You skipped a couple years, right? There were some misses in there where you didn't cover LSU.
Well, yeah, there were several. I covered LSU in 83 and 84 for Tiger Rag. Then I covered Alabama in 85 and 86. Then I was at the Slidell Century News in 1987, Alexandria Town Talk 1988, and then in 1989... I got the LSU beat for the Town Talk, which was actually Michael Bonnet's freshman year. He was in the SID office that year, my first year covering the Tigers at the Town Talk. So I covered the LSU then, all losing seasons from 1989 through 92. That was four losing seasons. Mike Archer's last year, and then Curley's first three. And then I went to the Mobile paper, covered Alabama 93 through and Auburn 93 through 97, then came back in 98, been covering LSU since 98.
Okay, we got to hurry up because I have two
Did
questions.
Did it take too long?
Yeah, that's okay. It was good. So my first question is this the most fascinating preseason you've covered? Simply because everything is so much new. Forget about the money and the NIL and portal, just that it's so much is new about this football team.
Well, I would have to say, yeah, because it's a confluence of the roster and this hot coach who was really a highly sought after coach. But that going into that 2000 season with Nick was pretty cool too. But there was too many. There was a lot of questions with that because Nick wasn't the rock star that Lane is
right.
At that time.
Yeah, both great coaches, but Lane is more well known than Nick was at that time.
And more accomplished at that time.
And I think most people don't realize that.
Yeah,
They might, but I don't think they do. All right, second question because I know we're running low. And Case, I want you to chime in on this one too. Fill in the blank. LSU's season will ultimately be defined by, go, Glenn.
LSU's season will ultimately be defined by what all seasons are defined by, how many games they win.
Okay. Case?
One word, November. What happens in the month of November to decide your season, period.
Okay, so LSU could go to Oxford, Mississippi after beating Clemson at home. Let's just assume this. They beat Clemson in the season opener, go to Ole Miss and lose, and still November is going to decide their season.
Oh, definitely. And don't forget, LSU has a huge game the week after Ole Miss, Texas A&M at home. People forget that. They could lose Ole Miss and they could lose to Ole Miss and win the national championship. Thank you for joining us on Tiger Rag Radio. We'll be back next week, same time, same channel.
Tiger Rag is everywhere. Online at TigerRag.com. Like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/TigerRag Magazine. Or follow us on Twitter at Tiger_Rag.